This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. After an earlier reading of 54, it is 51 degrees, and the time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An urgent search for a former police chief who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. ABC's Melissa Adon says Grant Hardin has a professional background that could make him a tough person to catch.
The Stone County Sheriff's Office says Hardin disguised in an officer's type uniform, pushing a cart before authorities say he took off through a security gate. Authorities now widening their search area after the 56-year-old escaped from prison over the weekend. Search teams facing rough terrain in the Ozark Mountains. The prison is about 130 miles north of Little Rock.
The Trump administration Tuesday filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court seeking to lift what it called onerous due process procedures imposed by a federal judge for immigrants slated for deportation to a third country other than their own. The SpaceX Starship launch went well Tuesday, but then several minutes into the mission, problems, an uncontrollable spin broke up over the Indian Ocean. This is ABC News. Students rallied at Harvard Tuesday, calling out the Trump administration for pressuring the Ivy League university to allow the U.S. government to screen international students attending, insisting they're searching for students who hold anti-Semitic beliefs that could endanger the school's Jewish population. Ray Traynor said that logic doesn't ring true.
Trump is also proposing just now to review the social media feeds of student visa applicants, presumably so that he can screen out those who disagree with him. Shame.
Yay! A senior administration official telling ABC News the White House is set to send a letter to federal agencies directing them to identify any contracts with Harvard and review whether they can be canceled or redirected. NPR and three local public radio stations Tuesday suing President Trump in response to his executive order aimed at cutting funding for the organization. President Trump issued the order after claiming the broadcaster's reporting is biased. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's high temperature will be in the lower to middle 60s. There's a chance for scattered showers through the day. Some drizzle still possible tonight, a low of 49. Thursday, partly sunny, afternoon pop-up showers possible, a high of 72. For Friday, sunny and warm and a high of 80 with some stray showers possible. Mostly sunny and seasonal Saturday and 77. And Sunday, sunny and warm and a high of 80 degrees. Right now, northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. After an earlier reading of 54, we're at 51 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer as we welcome in the day. Today, Wednesday, May 28th.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
What would you do? Jesus came to spend some time with you. you. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know that you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you were glad to have him there, that serving him in your house was joy beyond compare. But would your family conversation keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? And what about the songs you sang, the books you like to read? Would you let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or hope that they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you take him with you everywhere that you'd plan to go, or maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on, or sigh a sigh of great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things that you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. What would you do? Jesus came to spend some time with you.
We start the day in a positive way today with Porter Wagner and the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. If Jesus came to your house. Before that, our national anthem performed by Tricia Yearwood. Hello, friends. Phil Nee with you today, dodging all the little animals. They're out there doing their thing this morning, too. So allow a little extra time for those four-legged friends today and avoid your catastrophe in the morning. Never a good day if you start out hitting a deer in the morning, so don't do that. Be careful. 51 degrees here at WRCO Studios, getting the day started out right here. It's been really a nice stretch of weather days here in Richland Center, and a daytime high of 70 yesterday. We hit that around 3:30 in the afternoon. 51 currently at WRCO as we get set for the chores. Info to get you in the know. It was a busy sports day yesterday and a win for the Brewers in walk-off fashion last night as well. We'll tell you more in about 10 minutes. Here's Glenn Campbell.
I do. Stop this world from fighting.
Ain't all that easy, I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. About taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to LA. That's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Lots of folks worse off than me, so I just thank the good Lord and ask Him, please give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray, and give me one more chance. I learned to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot, I'll give it all I got. Show me the way and give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
Early morning, Alabama. It is 5:15 on the Light in the Milk House show. Second Harvest will be in Gaze Mills today from 2 until 3 on Main Street. You're asked to not arrive before 1:30. Also, Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be in Boaz today from 11 until noon at the Boaz Community Building parking lot. All are welcome from the surrounding area. The first Summer Resource Fair will be held tonight, actually today from 3 until 6, at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center. The purpose of the event is to call the community together for a free meal and to learn about the different events and activities available for everyone of all ages to enjoy through the summer-fall time frame. There is no cost to be a part. City Utilities will be offering a grilled hamburger and brat meal for all of those who attend today. A Red Cross blood drive will be held from 10 until 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy today. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
This Saturday, May 31st, join American Legion Post 350 for a heartfelt salute to veterans at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. Maggie May will take the stage at 1 p.m. for a special performance honoring our local heroes, filled with music, memories, and hometown pride. Come early for a delicious meal.
There's a cowboy that I know, he's riding in the rodeo.
The pork sandwich lunch will be served starting at 11, all to support Post 350 and those who served. That's this coming Saturday. Great food, powerful stories, and a salute to the brave men and women who defend our freedom. Support your veterans. Support American Legion Post 350. Be there and be proud.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See the complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools, and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. They have Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site, including hats, shirts, and heated gear. Get organized with the Milwaukee Packout Tool Storage System. Shop online, visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big service, local care. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school tournament softball, Ithaca was a winner 15-0 over Lafarge, while Seneca edged DeSoto 5-1, Kickapoo 7-4 over Hillsboro, Brookwood 13-3 over Wanewoc Center, Royal 14-4 over Cochrane Fountain City, River Ridge defeated Highland 3-0 and Waseca Steuben 8-1 over Judah Albany. Division 4, Mineral Point ended the year for Riverdale with a 12 12-2 victory. Iowa Grant 6-4 over Argyle Blackhawk, and Wisconsin Heights edged Fenimore 1-0. Cuba City 12-0 over Darlington. Division 3, Richland Center 2-1 over Lancaster in 9 innings. A game heard here on the radio last night. Dodgeville was a winner against Westby 3-0. Prairie du Chien 9-3 over Viroqua Youth Initiative. In baseball from yesterday, Dodgeville edged Richland Center 1-0. Riverdale with a win in the first game, 2-1 over Mineral Point in 8 innings. And in the second game, 2-1 over Cuba City in 8 innings. Mineral Point defeated Boscobel 10-5. Fenimore 12-11 over Darlington as well. It was cashed and getting by Kickapoo 5-4 in 10 innings. And in girls soccer last night, Platteville Lancaster over Richland Center 8-0, the final score. And Dodgeville Mineral Point was a 3-0 winner over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. Christian Yelich hit a grand slam in the 10th inning for his first career walk-off home run, giving the Brewers a 5-1 win over the Boston Red Sox. With Joey Ortiz on at second, Bryce Terang lined a four-seam fastball for a base hit that moved Ortiz to third. Jackson Chirio walked. One out later, Yelich drove a 1-1 pitch 400 feet over the wall in right center. Yelich had tied the game in the 9th with an opposite field double off closer Aroldis Chapman, and later scored on Sal Frelick's base hit. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Philadelphia 2-0 over Atlanta. The Cubs 4, Colorado 3. Pittsburgh 9-6 over Arizona. San Diego 8-6 over Miami. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Tampa Bay 2. Texas 2-0 over Toronto. Houston 11, the Athletics 1. The Yankees 3-2 over the Angels. Interleague play, Detroit 3-1 over San Francisco. The Dodgers 9, Cleveland 5. St. Louis 7-4 over Baltimore. The Mets 6, the White Sox 4. Cincinnati 7-2 over Kansas City. Seattle 9, Washington 1. In the NBA playoffs, Indiana with a 130-121 win over New York, and Edmonton beat Dallas 4-1 in the NHL playoffs.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. It is time for our aerobic polka on a 51-degree Wednesday morning. The polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All righty then, here we go with your morning aerobic workout. Okay, here we go. One and a two and a...
Thank you.
you go. The always refreshing aerobic polka from WRCO, the Jim Gorman Trio, and the Tinker Polka. Well, for today, cloudy, periods of rain, a high of 64, northeast to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers diminish tonight and a low of 50. Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible, and a high of 73. 51 right now at WRCO.
Decided not to give you a present this year. In fact, I think it's about time I took some things away. I'd like to take away the suspicion that I know clouds your world at times by giving you some faith to hold on to, honey, whenever your hand is not in mine.
Presents, no fancy cake, but I hope I'll make you happy with everything I take.
I'd like to take away some of your lonely moments by spending more of mine with you. And I'd like to take away some of those so-so kisses and replace them with ones that really say I love you. And I want to take away the doubt you sometimes have about my love by showing it more, much more than I've shown it lately. And then if someone should ask you what I got you for your birthday, well, you can say, why, he didn't give me anything, but he sure took a lot of things away.
Darling, I've no presents, no fancy cake, but I hope I'll make you happy with everything I take. Happy birthday, darling, I've no presents, no fancy cake, make you happy with everything I take.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you, Conway. How come Conway can say those things and sound, you know, so strong? And yeah, and I say, happy birthday, darling. You know, I mean, it's just not the same. Anyway, we're at 51 degrees here at WRCO Radio as we head toward farm news and markets today. Thanks for starting your day with the Light in the Milk Cow Show. The time is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Farmers are well past the halfway point for planting. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. U.S. corn and soybean planting continues to near the finish line. That followed another week of generally favorable planting weather in much of the Midwest and Plains, but some key states are behind average due to heavy rainfall. 87% of U.S. corn is planted, 76% of the soybeans are planted. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says 85% of Wisconsin's corn is planted, 52% of the crop has already emerged. That's 3 days ahead of last year and 2 days ahead of the five-year average. 62% of the corn is rated good to excellent. 80% of the soybeans are planted and 42% have emerged. Oat planting, 90% done. First crop hay harvesting is 20% done. And pasture and rangeland benefited from last week's rains, gaining 8 percentage points, 73% of them now good to excellent. Three-quarters of Wisconsin had at least an inch of rain last week. A southern Wisconsin farmer says his corn looks good, but the soybeans are struggling a little. Ryan Nell raises crops on 2,200 acres near Juneau. He tells Brownfield planting was delayed a few times by wet weather, and the nearby tornado from nearly 2 weeks ago brought minimal damage and rain.
Then so we got like an inch and a half out of that with some hail. Then we just got 2.5 inches here this last week. So some of the lower ground is packed down a little bit. There's some water sitting. Nothing that I think we're going to think about replanting or doing anything like that, or just patching in areas, but just kind of need some heat right now. That's the main part.
Nell says he has one field that had early signs of trouble with a poor-looking rye cover crop.
Slugs already ate all the cereal rye that was there. And now they're going after the beans. So we might be doing a little replanting here towards the end of the week. Not much, maybe 30, 40 acres, and just patching a few more in.
Nell says another challenge so far this spring is the large number of days where it was too windy to spray, so he caught up on most of his spraying Monday. A pair of Illinois-based agronomists say some farmers are dealing with emergence issues this spring. Matt Montgomery with Beck's Hybrid says rains at the wrong times have caused problems.
We've had soil structure that's maybe been a little bit broke down, and so some real talc-like stuff that people planted into, and then we had some rain that crusted stuff over, and so here and there, people are finding that the crop has struggled to poke through.
Stephanie Porter with the Illinois Soybean Association tells Brownfield determining plant populations are key in replant decisions, and soybean populations may need a boost.
Towards the end of the month, they want to start pushing maybe their planting populations by 10% or so, depending on where their starting population's at.
Both agronomists say ensuring adequate corn stands should be the priority as the calendar moves into June. A policy expert with Bayer Crop Science will become the new CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Dwayne Simpson takes over for the retiring Chuck Connor July 14th. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
It's been estimated that one in four farmers struggles with mental health.
We have such a responsibility to not only the farmers and ranchers and corn growers and everybody else out there that's feeding the nation, but we have a responsibility to our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow children, to ask them if they're okay, to tell them that it's okay to not be okay. We live in a world where we can be anything we want. The most important thing to be is kind.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet Tuesday as buyers prepared for the holiday shortened week. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in the south, but lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Tuesday. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were mostly steady with instances of $10 higher on light flesh kinds. Feeder heifers were steady to $2 lower. The week's offering was light, but demand remains very good. Medium and large one feeder steer, 653 to 690 pounds, brought $340 to $366. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 30 cents at $361.85. Select closed 15 cents lower at $350.83. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down more than 10,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported Tuesday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors weren't aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Demand continues to be a major driver right now. Global demand has been strong, which is helping provide some price support. The industry is also looking for a boost to domestic demand as summer grilling season has returned. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct was 95.22. It was 94.01 at the Iowa, Minnesota. And the five-day rolling average for the Western Corn Belt was 95.98. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $2.27 at $103.73, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up nearly 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were lower, feeders were sharply lower on technical selling, the market battled rumors of a disease outbreak during part of the trading session, but once those rumors were dispelled, markets were able to move off the day's lows. A spokesperson for the USDA says the report that New World screwworm was detected in the U.S. are not true, and the USDA continues its work with international partners to prevent NWS from entering into the United States. And lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by sharply higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines. The highest performing corn featured a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on a higher move in bean oil. July was 2 1/4 higher at 1062 and a half, and August was up 2 at 1058. Corn was steady to lower ahead of the USDA's weekly crop numbers, with July unchanged at 459 and a half, and September down 4 at 433 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for that direct business. June live was down 67 at 215.12. August was $1.15 lower at 209.30. August feeders were down 222 at 298.15. And hogs were higher, with the pork carcass cutout value up sharply at midday. June lean was 80 higher at 99.10, and July was up 60 cents at 102.15. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
How the Food as Medicine movement helps farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Locally grown food is perfect for the food as medicine movement. Fresh food is generally a healthier option, according to Paula Martin, who works with the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities in Traverse City, Michigan.
We understand that local food and farming systems help keep money locally. It promotes health significantly, and we really do want to preserve farmland.
Martin says the Groundwork Center works to serve multiple locales around Michigan, and that's good for farmers in those areas.
We support farmers by finding markets for them and getting locally grown food into our food access and emergency programs. We make sure it's equitably distributed.
Martin says healthy foods options are becoming more of a staple in the healthcare arena.
The state of Michigan will be launching in June part of their Medicaid health plans in lieu of medical services. And that does cover prescriptions for produce programs, medically tailored meal programs, medically tailored groceries, and then healthy food boxes.
Martin was participating in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. You can find a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And I'll have more from that event tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Turning manure into money. I'm Larry Lee with the Dairy Update on Brownfield. A dairy analyst says more producers have turned to digesters as a steady stream of capital to offset volatile milk markets. Terrain's Ben Lane tells Brownfield.
The value really comes from the fact that you can, as a dairy, can generate these credits that other companies need to buy in order to remain in compliance. And that's been the major value driver.
He says California's low carbon fuel standard and improvements to turn methane into renewable natural gas caused a surge in facilities over the past decade.
A lot of it depends on policy and state regulations and whether these markets will continue to exist. And there is still interest. We're seeing more states kind of look at these types of markets.
Lane says their low carbon scores make them especially valuable.
Dairy makes very valuable credits because it's such a net negative carbon intensive type of project, but really it doesn't tilt the scales on the supply side. So it's not like if we get more dairies signing up for these that we're going to overflow the market with renewable natural gas.
Lane says a larger portion of profitability hinges on RIN credits through the renewable fuel standard as the value of California's carbon credit weakens. He says the future of dairy digester projects is contingent on federal and state incentive programs continuing. Cash dairy prices were all higher Monday following the three-day weekend at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh up 1.25 cents at 55.5, 5 sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks went up a nickel to 192, 5 sales there. Cheese barrels up 1.25 cents at 186.5, 6 sales. Butter prices up a penny at 252 with 7 sales. Non-fat dry milk up 1.75 cents to 127, 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
It's time to introduce Tough Weeds to the rapid, effective knockout punch of Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide helps keep your corn acres clear from almost 200 broadleaf weeds, including pesky pigweed, water hemp, and those with HPPD resistance. Protect your fields with Status Herbicide as your frontline post-emergence application and combined with Zidua SC Herbicide in a tank mix for a long-lasting residual. Talk to your BASF representative about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Today, cloudy with periods of rain, a high of 64, northeast to north winds at 5 to 10. Showers will then diminish tonight and a low of 50. 73 Thursday, partly sunny and warmer with a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. Thursday night, isolated showers early, a low of 51. Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, isolated afternoon showers or thunderstorms and a high of 80. This morning, we are at our overnight low so far, 51 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Tony has more about weather coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, Jimmy Dean and Dowdy West.
I slipped out of the house about sundown while Mama was washing her hair. And you can bet your bottom dollar she'll come looking for me when she finds that I'm not there. And if she catches her sweet thing slipping around, I know there'll be the devil to pay. Cause you come blowing like a cyclone right through that door, and here's exactly what you say.
Well, has anybody here seen Sweet Thing? I got a notion he'll be headed this way. Cause when my Sweet Thing's out tomcatting around, finds a sandbox like this to play. I want to warn all you barroom roses, if my sweet thing should happen by, you better take my advice. If you blink more than twice, you better have something in your eye.
I give my baby all my money on payday, except a little she don't know that I got. Cause there's a cute little waitress down at the corner cafe, and she seems to like me quite a lot. We were sitting in that back booth having a chat, and she was believing every word that I said. When that door flew open and Mama walked in yelling loud enough to wake the dead, and she said,
Diploma in hand represents commitment, dedication, and hope. Cheers to the graduates of Riverdale High School. With appreciation from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
I'm just going through the motions of living.
She seemed to love me so. How was I to know I'd be going through the motions of living? I've lost so much within. I'll never love again. I'm going through the motions of living.
best. I'm going through the motions of living. It isn't really me. It's what I used to be. I cried, we parted, and I died. Now I'm going through the motions of living.
Living, living, oh, oh, oh.
Sonny James on the Light in the Milk House Show. Y'all doing out there today? Hope you're doing fine. We'll get Tony's weather in just a little bit.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, it looks like a fairly wet day here across southern Wisconsin, thanks to a low-pressure system swirling by to the south of us. There's a band of rain as of early morning stretching from eastern Minnesota into northeast Iowa, southwest Wisconsin, down into Illinois. That will kind of pivot on top of us throughout the day and could bring us as much as a quarter to a half inch of moisture. That'll be winding down tonight as the whole system wobbles off to the southeast. High pressure moving in from the northwest should bring us more sunshine tomorrow and warmer afternoon temperatures, and that warmth will stick around for the weekend. Now, each afternoon, there'll be a chance of a stray shower Friday into Saturday with a weak disturbance nearby, but most of the hours should be dry. We are looking at very warm conditions, a little humid as well early next week, some of the warmest weather we've had in a couple of weeks. There could be another front moving in by late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with a pretty good chance of thunderstorms. So today, look for cloudy skies with periods of rain. High temperature held in check around 64 degrees. Northeast and north wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, showers diminish, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low at 50. And tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer. A stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible, high about 73. Wind from the north-northwest between 5 and 10. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy and balmy, high near 80. An isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly cloudy and mild. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Low 55, high 78. Sunday and Monday, plenty of sunshine and warm. High temperature 79 on Sunday, 85 on Monday. Staying around 85 Tuesday, partly sunny and more humid. Chance of thunderstorms late in the day. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, it is 51 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 70. The record high from May 28th, 94 in 2018. Record low, 30 in 1961. Last year's high was 64 and the low, 49. Sunset will happen at 8:31 this evening. Sunrise time will happen tomorrow at 5:26. Right now we have an east-southeast wind at 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.10, which is on the rise. No precipitation today. And after an earlier reading, a midnight mark of 54, we're at 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news this hour is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity, and Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Arkansas spent the night continuing to search for the convicted killer who escaped from prison last week.
Authorities believe Grant Hardin could be hiding in the woods near the prison, but heavy rain and rugged terrain are slowing the search. Hardin, once the police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, was serving decades in prison for two violent crimes, a man's execution-style murder in 2017 and the rape of a teen.